Right, we're going to begin here from the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Ted Amud Bet. The Mishnah here is almost an identical Mishnah to the first Mishnah in Zvachim, and the Gemara itself also discusses issues which are really addressed in the first Perek in Zvachim. And that is, a Korban of Pesach versus other Korbanot has a unique status. It's the Pesach and the Chatat. The Pesach and the Chatat have a requirement that those Korbanot be brought lishmo, or lishman. They be brought for proper intent, the intent of that Korban, the intent of the Baalim. They have to have positive intent with the bringing of the Korban. Failure to have positive intent is problematic for these Korbanot, what's called shelo lishmo. If you do it not for the proper intent or not for the proper person, it actually is posel the Korban. By Chatat and a Pesach, it makes them completely invalid. With other Korbanot, where there is a general need to have positive thoughts, meaning to have lishmo, the failure to do so does not ruin the Korban. It does not work for the Baalim, which we say is lo alu the Baalim, then the Korban does not succeed at fulfilling the obligation of the owners to bring such a Korban, but in the end it's a Korban that can be put on the Mizbeach. So in Allah, this brach lo lishmo can be placed on the Mizbeach, even though it does not fulfill the owner's obligation to bring whatever neder or nidava that they had said. That is not true by the Pesach Chatat. Pesach Chatat, if you bring it shlo lishmo, it fails completely. The Korban may not be put on the Mizbeach. So that is a unique status of Pesach and Chatat. That's learned out of the Psukim by Pesach. The Gemara in Zvachim really deals with that. The Shchito is learned out because it says Zevach Pesach or Zevach HaPesach, so that is Vichai Sheyeh Lishma. And then the other Avodot is because if it's Asita Pesach. So Asita Pesach means that the Asiyah has to be done Lishma. So we have Pesukim that teach us this din, but it's a unique din in Pesach, and that's what the Mishnah is addressing, Pesach alone. We're going to see in the Gemara how that relates to other Korbanot. HaPesach, Sheshachato Shelo Lishmo. Person shechted a Pesach, not the Shem Pesach. They did the Shchita, the Avodav Shchita, Shelo Lishem Pesach. Now, we're going to also continue in the Mishnah with what we call the four major Avodot. Four major Avodot in which a Korban is dependent on, and they're major Avodot in the sense that if you have Machshav or the wrong thoughts during those Avodot, you can ruin the Korban. Those are Shchita, the Geshechting of the animal. There is the Kabbalat Hadam, the collecting of the dam. Then there is the holacha, the taking the dam from the point of collection to the mizbeach. And then there's zrigat hadam, the sprinkling of the dam on the mizbeach. During any one of those four avodot, you have to have the right or proper machshava. Your thoughts matter during one of those four avodot. We're going to see later in the Gemara that not only can you have thoughts about that avodah, but during one avodah, you can also impact other avodot. You can have improper thoughts about other avodot. But those are the four core avodot that have impact when you have machshava during those avodot. Now, the Gemara in Zvachim in the first parak had a takanat chachamim. The takanat beisdin was that people should, or the kohanim when they brought the korbanot, should have nothing in mind. They should just keep it blank, because that way they don't mess anything up. And then beisdin assumed or put in place that automatically it would be the shame for all the things that they should be. So I mean, if they had neutral kavana, it would all be positive. Instead of trying to have positive kavana and then it ends up ruining it because they have the wrong kavana, they said not to have any kavana. But here by the Pesach, we have a case where it was brought, shelo lishmo, shechted shelo lishmo, or, v'kibel v'alach v'zarak shelo lishmo. Kalat adam, the olachat adam, or zrikat adam was done, shelo lishmo. Now Rashi already gives you some hint as to what the Gemara is going to do with this. You can see in Rashi changes the lashon a little bit of the Mishnah. It says, o kibel, o halach, o zarak shelo lishmo. That he did or. It's not that he did all of these shelo lishmo, but it's each one of these individually shelo lishmo was done shelo lishmo. The question of what happened with the remainder of them, that the Gemara will talk about. Oh, another option is lishmo, b'shelo lishmo. Part of it was done l'shem korban pesach. Part of it was done shelo l'shem korban pesach. Oh, shelo lishmo, v'lishmo. Or the other way around. Part of it was done not the shem of pesach, and part of it was done the shem of pesach. In all these instances, these three instances, pasul, the korban pesach, is no good. It does not work at all. You cannot put it on the mizbeach. Ketzad, lishmo, v'shelo lishmo. What does it mean that it's done the shem and shelo l'shem? So the shem means the shem pesach. I mean, that's what you're doing, lishmo. The shame of the korban that you're trying to bring here is a korban pesach. So the shame to do it for the intent of the korban is to do it for the intent of a korban pesach. What does it mean to do it shelo lishmo, not for this korban? Is you do it l'shem shlamim. Now the pesach is a souped up shlamim. It really is a shlamim. We have shlamim that are manifest themselves in different ways in karbanot. You have the shlamim, the core shlamim. You also have the karban todah, which is also a modified type of korban shlamim. And then you have the pesach, which is another one of these types of modified shlamim. So the pesach, in its core, is really a shlamim. And that'll have impact, we'll see throughout this mesechta, throughout the prakim coming up, that pesach, in its core, is really a shlamim. But it's a unique type of shlamim. So if one says simply that it's a shlamim, that is not the shem pesach. That does not qualify. It's not a generic shlamim. It's a pesach. So the shem pesach means you do it, the shem korban pesach. When you do it shelo lishmo, that means that you do it the shem shlamim, which is the generic korban shlamim that does not work. So now, what's the other way around? Shelo lishmo lishmo is if you do it the shem shlamim or the shem pesach. You first had in mind the shem shlamim, then you had in mind the shem pesach. I'm avoiding doing a lot of explaining over here because the Gemara is going to take up the question right away. Exactly what's going on in the Mishnah. Now before we start the Gemara, just a little background to this, that there is three shitot that we're going to bump into now in the Gemara. These shitot really show up in Tmura. That's where the core of the sugya is. It manifests itself in other places in Shas. But the core of the sugya is there, which is Tmura, is if a person tries to transfer the Kedusha from a Korban onto another animal. The Torah says, "Hu utmurato yakodesh." You fail to do that, meaning that you cannot transfer the Kedusha. But not only do you fail, but you actually succeed in some way, which is that the Kedusha is transferred to the other animal, and it remains on the original animal. So now both are Kodesh, and then you have to deal with those two animals. What happens if an individual comes and says, he wants to take this animal, and he wants to say, listen, I want to make this animal, hare zuch, tmurat ola, tmurat shlamim. This animal is going to be in place of my ola, and in place of my shlamim. So he says both of those items. Now, an animal can only be one korban. It can't be both an ola, and it cannot be a shlamim at the same time. So what is it meant when the person says, hare zu ola, hare zu shlamim? What do we interpret his words to mean? This is a three-way machlokut. We have Rabbi Meir's position. Rabbi Meir's position is tfos lashon rishon. That the first thing he said is binding. The first thing he said is binding. Anything he said afterwards was a retraction. Because he changed his mind. But he can't change his mind. So too bad. So when he says, harizu ola, tumrat ola, hazeru tumrat shlamim, he meant to say tumrat ola, but then he changed his mind and wanted to make it into a shlamim. We don't let him change his mind. Therefore, tfos lashon rishon, and harizu tumrat ola. This animal is a tumrat ola. We have other opinions. Benanus, who is of opinion, which is tfos lashon acharon. That the last, whatever he said last is what he meant. He was trying to work it out, and whatever he said last, that is the thing that is binding. Which is, if he says here, harizu tmurat olat, harizu tmurat shlamim, then tmurat shlamim would be binding here. We have a third opinion, which is Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Rabbi Yossi's opinion is, af bigmar drav adam nitpas. That we look at the entirety of the statement. The person is trying to say a whole statement, but they can't say it in one, like a Kodesh Baruch Hu does it. They can't say it b'dibur echad. He wants to make this into a tmurat ola and shlamim, but he can't say the words together in one shot. So he has to say them sequentially. But he intends to make both of it into both a tmurat ola and tmurat shlamim. What about the fact that you can't make a single animal into an ola and a shlamim? No problem. We sell the animal. Half the proceeds go to an ola. Half the proceeds go to a shlamim. So that's how it works out according to Rabbi Yossi. Their positions are then brought throughout Shas, meaning that here we're going to really focus on Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi's position. Rabbi Meir's position, which is tfos lashon rishon, go after the first thing that you say. And Rabbi Yossi's position, which is af bigmar dvarav adam nitpas, that a person's entire statement we look at and is binding. So that's what the Gemara is going to ask, the first question of the Gemara. Here the Gemara starts out, Bayi Rav Papa. There is some machloket about the girsa over here. And then you have the girsa Bayi Rava. And the Tosafot later on changes the girsa to Bayi Rav Papa. And that's what we have in our Gemara now, is Bayi Rav Papa. Rav Papa is a Talmud of Rava. And there are numerous instances in Shas where their memrot are mixed up, Rav Papa and Rava's. I mean, even the Gemara itself notes that they're not sure if it's Rav Papa saying it or is it Rava saying it, and Rav Papa saying it in the name of Rava. It's not clear because it's a Talmud and a Rebbe, so it's easy to see why things might have been confused. But here we start with Bayi Rav Papa. Rav Papa queried about our Mishnah. Ba'avada achat tnan o b'shtei avadot tnan. This is what I avoided explaining in the Mishnah, which is, the Mishnah says that he has in mind to do two things. He has in mind to do it lishmo and shelo lishmo. To do it l'shem pesach and shelo l'shem pesach. L'shem pesach or l'shem shlamim. When did he have that in mind? Did he have that in mind in a single avoda? During Shechita, he had both things in mind, which means that he thought about both putting the Pesach and the Shlamim during that avoda of Shechita, or b'shtei avodot. Did he have in mind for the Shem Pesach during Shechita, and then the Shem Shlamim during Kabbalat Adam or Zrika or one of the other Avodot. That's the query that Rav Papa has. When our Mishnah spoke, it didn't give us information about what exactly or when he had this thought. Was it on one avoda or was it on two avodot? Vavodat achatnan. It's a time at one avoda. V'Rabbi Yosihi damar af gemar dvarav adam nitpas. Because then it would matter the whole statement. Because in this case, he has two statements that he makes. So hey, for instance, if it's in one avoda like shechita, and he has in mind l'shem Pesach and l'shem Shlamim. According to Rabbi Meir, tfos l'shon rishon. You take his first thing that he had in mind, he said Pesach. Everything's fine. So according to Rabbi Meir, there's no problem here. So then, if it's talking about one avoda, then this cannot be according to Rabbi Meir. It can only be according to Rabbi Yossi's opinion that af bigmar d'rav adam nitpas. Di Rabbi Meir, ha'amar tfos l'shon rishon. O dilma, or maybe we say k'shtei avodot tznan. It's talking about two avodot here. Va'afilu the Rabbi Meir, which means that when you have two avodot, then it's going to be pasul because Rabbi Meir, if he had in mind to say the shem Pesach by shechita, and then he said the shem Shlamim by Zrika, even Rabbi Meir agrees, Damar tzfos l'shon rishon, when you go by the first statement, hani mili b'avodacha, that's when you're in one action. Avavashtei avodot, modeh de mifsal amrei. He agrees that, of course, it's a problem when you have two avodot, because each avodah is a new statement. It's a new machshava. If it's a new machshava, you say tzfos l'shon rishon, the l'shon rishon is the statement he makes by each avodah. You're not going to say it's a continuum of a statement. So the question is, our Mishnah is talking about Avodah Achat, Shtei Avodot, which has an afkamin as to who is the author of the Mishnah. If it's talking about one Avodah, the only author of the Mishnah can be Rabbi Yossi. If it's talking about Avodah Achat, then the author of the Mishnah could either be Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Meir. So Gemara wants to know, ahai. The Gemara wants to know, okay, wait a minute, let's just take a step back. The whole question, on which part of the Mishnah do we have a question? So that's what David just asked, meaning that there are two cases in the Mishnah. There's a case of Lishmo v'lo Lishmo, and lo lishmo and lishmo. Which of those two places is Rav Papa querying about the avodah achat and shtei avodot? So Gemara clarifies that and says, inema asher lo lishmo b'lishmo. If it's the case, shelo lishmo, and then he had lishmo, ben avodah achat, ben shtei avodot, ben the Rabbi Meir, ben the Rabbi Yossi, ifsalei mikamaita. It's done. You don't, there's no question. If the first thing he said was l'shem shlamim, the second thing he said was l'shem pesach, then it doesn't matter whose opinion you take here, and it doesn't matter how many avodot he said it in, it's no good. Even if he said it in avodah achat, in one avodah, for Rabbi Meir, tfos l'shon rishon, take the first thing he said. The first thing he said is shlamim, so it's no good. Rabbi Yossi, af gemar dvarav, he said both shlamim pesach, shlamim ruins it. So for Rabbi Yossi, it's also problematic. That's one avodah. Shtei avodot, then it's clear that it's problematic, because in one whole avodah, you said the shem shlamim. So according to everybody, if it was lo lishmo first, and then lishmo afterwards, there's no question because it'll work. Either way, avodah achat, shtei avodot, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, it does not matter at all. So that can't be the case. D'hal Rabbi Yossi nami, af gemar dvarav adam nitpas itlei. He doesn't say that it's tfos lashon acharon. He says that you take the entire statement. So that it's not just the first, the latter statement like ben nanas, but it's rather it's the whole statement. Ela, alishmo v'shelo lishmo. The question is about the case of lishmo first, l'shem Pesach first, and then l'shem shlamim, my. What's the case there? Because there will make a difference. Because there, when he does l'shem Pesach first, Rabbi Meir, that is tfos l'shon rishon, it's kasher if it's avodah achat. If it's shtei avodot, then he would agree that it's pasul. So tashma. Let us look at our Mishnah. The first case in our Mishnah. Now we've only dealt with the latter half of the Mishnah. What about the first part of the Mishnah? A Pesach sheshachato shelo lishmo. V'kibel, v'alach, v'zarach, shelo lishmo. Hechidami. What's the case there? Inei makediktani, if you take it literally as it's written, so I gave you a preview of this when I explained that in the Mishnah, lama liyad mechashiv l'kulu. Why do you have to have the wrong makshav in all of them? What does that mean? He was shochet shelo lishmo, then he was mekabel adam, then holachat adam, and zrikat adam, all shelo lishmo. What is the latter three avodot add? If you already did the first avodah shelo lishmo, it's gone. It's already pasul. Doing the latter three has no nafkamina. It's meaningless at that point in time. Mikamaita ifsile. It's already pasul from the first moment he did it lo lishmo, but the shechita. Elolav hochiktani. This must be the way to read the first half of the Mishnah. This is what we described in the Mishnah, which is, ha-pesach sheshachato shelo lishmo. Inami, or the other possibility, shachato lishmo, he did it lishma, v'kibel v'alach v'zarak, shelo lishmo. And again, each one of these cases, either he was mikabel, or he was holeich, or zorek, shelo lishmo. Inami, or another case is, shachato, v'kibel v'alach lishmo, he did it all right, v'zarak shelo lishmo. And then he did the zrika shelo lishmo. Da'abilea, shtei avodot. It's clear here that first case in the Mishnah is talking about a case where he has a machshava and two different avodot. Otherwise, the first case in the Mishnah is meaningless. The fact that he had an Olei Avodot Shelo Lishma, that doesn't add anything. That's not valuable, because as soon as he had it in the first Avodah, we're out. So it must be that the first case in the Mishnah, as I described when we read the Mishnah in Rashi, which is it's O, O, or O. In one of the four Avodot, he said it Shelo Lishma. That means he did the other three Avodot Lishma. It's clear there then that that first part of the Mishnah is talking about Shtei Avodot. He's speaking about two different Avodot. So then, Eima Seifa. Then what are you going to do with the latter half of the Mishnah? Lishmo, Shelo Lishmo. The latter half of the Mishnah says, well, it's a case of Lishmo, Shelo Lishmo. Hey, Chidami, what's that case? Inema b'shtei avodot. If you tell me that's a case of Shtei Avodot, Haina Reisha. Then that becomes identical to the first case that we just brought in the Mishnah. It's telling you the same story again, which is, he did it Lishmo, and then he did it Shelo Lishmo. Lav b'avodah achat. It must be that it is b'avodah achat. Or, again, af b'avodah achat, it's also b'avodah achat. Now, Rashi does this throughout the sugya, and he continues to do it in the second half of the daf today. When we say b'avodah achat, it means af sh'avodah achat. And I mean that also, we said it about one avodah, and not just two avodot. It can be either or. Rabbi Yossi, and it is Rabbi Yossi. Damar af b'gmar d'rav adam nitpas. That a person is captured by his entire statement, and that's why you're pasul over here. Even though you did the first part of your statement was kasher, the latter half of your statement causes you a problem. Mar says, well, the olam b'shtei avodot. Even the latter half, the sefer of the Mishnah is also talking about shtei avodot. Well, if that's the case, I have now something that is unnecessary, superfluous. I have the reisha of the Mishnah and the sefer of the Mishnah teaching me the same din. So what are you going to do about that? So no, reisha dekai b'shchita. In the Reisha, he was doing the Avodah of Shechita, become a Chashev Shechita, and he's thinking about Shechita. He's doing the Shechita, and he's thinking about the Shechita. I'm doing this L'Shem Shlamim. I'm doing this L'Shem Pesach. Inami, Kai B'Zrika. Or he's at the point of Zrika, become a Chashev B'Zrika, and then he's thinking about the Zrika at the time. He's saying, I'm doing the Zrika L'Shem Shlamim. I'm doing the Zrika L'Shem Pesach. Seifa, the Kai B'Shechita. The Seifa, the latter half of the case is a different case, which is he's standing doing the Avodah of Shechita, become a chashiv zrika, and he's thinking about zrika, which is a principle called mechashvi me'avoda le'avoda. You can have, when you're doing shkita, you can impact the zrika dadam. You can have a thought about the upcoming zrika dadam. Damar, hareni shocheta the pesach lishmo, I'm shechting this pesach l'shem pesach, l'gzrok damo l'shem shlamim, to put this blood on his back as a shlamim. So during the time of Shechita, while he does that Shechita, he has in mind both of these items, that the Shem Shechita is the Shem Pesach, but the Zrika is the Shem Shlamim. So these are actually two different cases of Shtei Avodot. One case of Shtei Avodot, where your Machshava is in each Avodah as a silo. Each Avodah acts as a silo. The latter half of the Mishnah is talking about a case where your Machshava is in one Avodah, but it's affecting multiple Avodot. You're having a Machshava during Shechita for Zrika. And the Chiddush of our Mishnah then is it's teaching us that you can have a Machshava from one Avoda to another Avoda. And that's the question of Rav Papa. What that means is very difficult. Rashi says, that's the question of Rav Papa. Rashi says, well, that's from the Gemara in Zvachim. In the first parak in Zvachim, Rav Papa over there says, you can be mechashvim from avoda to avoda. There, Rav Papa has a question, which indicates he thinks that you could be mechashvim from avoda to avoda. That question that he proposes over there. Tosfot does not like that explanation of Rashi because he says, wait a minute. Rabbi Yochanan is the big champion of the position of mechashvim avoda to avoda. So if you were to bring somebody as an example of being the person who champions that cause, it would have been Rabbi Yochanan, not Rav Papa. So why are you bringing Rav Papa as the one, oh, Mechashmin Avoda like Rav Papa? You would say Mechashmin Avoda like Rabbi Yochanan. That's who you should have mentioned over here. So that can't be the explanation. Therefore, he says, the explanation is the Girsa above. And that's what we said before. The nearer the Riva, the Girsa the El Boy Rav Papa. That's the question of Rav Papa before. And that's what I mentioned to you before. He has the Girsa, Tosafot says the Girsa over here, the beginning of our sugi is Bai Rav Papa. But Papa proposed the question. He was the one who posed the question to start with. And therefore, he says, Perish Shapir mitukma bayit Rav Papa. Shein yochol poshta min ha-mishnah. The answer is, we cannot conclude about Rav Papa's question from our Mishnah. Rav Papa's question is a good question because our Mishnah doesn't answer that question. It can't answer the question because, in the end, we can set up the Mishnah as being shtei avodot, and we can set it up as being avodachat. Both of them are plausible ways to set up the Mishnah. You could either say the Reisha Shtei Avodot, the Seifa is one Avodah, or you could say the Reisha Shtei Avodot and the Seifa Shtei Avodot is teaching the Chiddush of Mechashvim Avodah Avodah. So I have no conclusive evidence from the Mishnah as to which way it's going. So that's what the Gemara means. Hainu Bayid Rav Papa. That's the question of Rav Papa. Rav Papa's question is a valid question because now I see I can set it up either way. That's the way the Riva reads it. Then he brings the Rajba, the Tosafa brings the other opinion, which is, no, Hainu Bayid Rav Papa, Mashashal Bavodah Achat, Nanam Shtei Avodot, Hanach Shtei Avodah Anu. That he says, no, here the Gemara concluded that it is Shtei Avodot. It's not leaving it inconclusive. It's actually coming to a conclusion that it is Shtei Avodot. And that's the answer to Rav Papa's question. So three different ways to read this line of Hainu Bayid Rav Papa. Rashi, who says it means, Rav Papa from Zvachim, who means, Mechashvin Me'avodah Le'avodah. Tosafot, both who say it has to do with the original question of the Sugya, which is by Rav Papa. And one, the Riva says it's, because it's inconclusive. Rav Papa's question is a good question because we're inconclusive. Or the Rajba, who says that it's a conclusion, which is, yes, it's Shtei Avodot in our Mishnah, based on what we know till this point in time. So Tashma, now the Gemara tries to continue to prove whether it's one Avodah or two Avodot, and it moves on to the latter half of the Mishnah, the last part of the Mishnah, which is, O Shelo Lishmo, V'Lishmo, Pasul. In a case where Shelo Lishmo front, and then afterwards Lishmo, it's Pasul. Hey Chidami, what's the case here? Inema B'Shtei Avodot. If it's a case of Shtei Avodot, Hashto. In a case where it's Lishmo, and then Shelo Lishmo, Amarta Pasul, Shelo Lishmo, Lishmo, Mibayi. Why would you have to even have a question about the case of Shlo Lishmo Lishmo? I mean that the only person who has a difference over here would be Rabbi Meir, who says Tfos Lashon Rishon. So in a case where you said it was Shtei Avodot, and it first was a case of Lishma, and he did it right first, and then he got it wrong in the second Avodah, or he thought about the second Avodah, he got it wrong. There Rabbi Meir says it's Pasul. Why would you even have the question when he starts out with it being Pasul? He starts out Shlo Lishma, then clearly it's not going to be good. Because there's more likelihood that Rabbi Meir over there is going to say that it's problematic. It's the first statement he made. So in the case where it's his second statement, Rabbi Meir agrees, and everybody thinks it's Pasul, but certainly in the case where it's Shlo Lishma up front, it's not even a question. Elalav, so what do you have to suggest now? That case is Avodah Achat. So that's the case of Avodachat. Umisefa b'Avodachat, Reisha Nami b'Avodachat. And if that last case in the Mishnah is Avodachat, then the other case in the Mishnah is also Avodachat. No, the Gemara says, no, the Olam b'Shtei Avodot. All right, so Shtei Avodot, and you still have to explain to me. We have now three cases in the Mishnah of Shtei Avodot. Two of them you explained to me. One is one you have the each Makhshava in the silo of that Avodah. The next one is where you have a Makhshava from one to the other. But now I have this extraneous piece, which is Lo Lishmo and Lishmo. Why do I need that? Ubedina de lo itzrichle, you're right. It's unnecessary. It was superfluous. Vaidi de tana lishmo, v'shalo lishmo, tani nami shalo lishmo v'lishmo. It's a literary style of the Mishnah. The Mishnah generally does that, which is, I always say this, when you have to learn this ba'al peh, when you're trying to learn things by heart, it's much easier when there's parallel structure in the Mishnah. I mean that when you're trying to learn it by heart, if you have things be parallel, it's much easier in terms of memorization, in terms of remembering things ba'al peh. Today when we just read it, it's like, wow, why would you do that? But when you're really learning ba'al peh, and you try to memorize these items, it's much easier to say, Shmo, velo lishmo, velo lishmo, lishmo, pasul. To say them together in that way, it's much easier to memorize. So that's it. It's a literary style of the Mishnah, and that's why it's okay. Now, Tosafot asks the question over here, and Rashi asks the same question, which is, why is it okay even if you say it was Avodah Achat? Even if it's Avodah Achat, why does that solve your problem? Avodah Achat, according to Rabbi Yossi, we say, Af gemar dvarav adam nipas. We take his whole statement. Now already, in the case where he said lishmo, v'shlo lishmo, we said no good. So then why in the case, even if it's avodah achat, shlo lishmo lishmo, what does that do for you? What information did that add for you? Nothing. Even if you say it's avodah achat, that information did not benefit you in terms of Rabbi Yossi. You've learned no more information that you knew before. Before you knew the information, af gemar d'rav anam nitvas, and now you have the same piece of information again. So Rashi says something interesting here, and he says, v'tana shlo lishmo lishmo, Delo tema, don't say tfos lashon acharon. Daha hader be mikamo. That when he makes the second statement, he's retracting his first statement, and the second statement is one that governs. Vishachid ahai batra kashachid kamash malon. Rabbi Yosihu damar bechol devarav adam nitpas lo adar be ala tarvai vikavein. Don't think it's that third opinion. That third opinion that says tfos lashon acharon, hold him to his last statement. Don't think that that person is the author of this Mishnah. Because now, what does it say? It says shlo lishmo, lishmo. He did it shlo lishma, and then lishma. In that case, if you believe like the person who says tfos lashon acharon, who's avodah achat, it would be kosher. The fact that the Mishnah in that case says pasul teaches you that it's the whole statement that matters. So the lo lishmo also matters, and it's Rabbi Yossi who's the author of the Mishnah.
So that's what Rashi says. Rashi says it's relevant to tell us about the Zavodah Achat in the end, to tell us that it's Rabbi Yossi, and not the opinion that says Tfos Lashon Acharon. So then Tosafot brings the same question. It says Vishlamar, like Kaperish Akuntris, the way that Rashi explained it. Then he brings an additional explanation from the Re, which says Verima Faresh, Doba Da Achat Atishapir, the Tani Shlolishmo Bishmo, Agav Lishmo Shlolishmo, Kemi Mishnehem Bavuda Achat. Says, I understand if both of them are avodah achat. According to Rabbi Yossi, he's going to explain the Mishnah as being avodah achat. It makes sense then to have a literary style and say the Mishnah brought this because of that. But in a case where one of them is avodah achat and one of them is shtei avodot, then it doesn't make sense to say that it brought it because of the other case. So if it's all avodah achat, it's all standard type in the Mishnah, then you can say it brings all the cases, just all the different permutations. But if it's a case where it's avodah achat and then shtei avodot, then you wouldn't say that. And that's why it makes sense, according to the Rabbi Yossi, that it's avodah achat. So Re offers up another interpretation why it would work for Rabbi Yossi, and the question is really only on Rabbi Meir. Now the Gemara moves on to Tashma. The Gemara moves now to the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah is really a continuation of a Mishnah, which is there are other items that can be post-sold in Korban HaPesach. And that is, the Korban HaPesach has an unusual characteristic within all the Korbanot, and that is that it needs to be eaten. It doesn't have to actually be eaten in the end, in order to be Yotzei, but you have to be Ra'oi La'achila. The people who bring the Korban have to be able to eat the Korban in order for it to be a kosher Korban HaPesach. With other Korbanot, that requirement is not there. The Ikar Kapara is Rikat Adam. Is the Zrikat Adam? Zrikat Adam is the major part of the Kapara. By the Korban HaPesach, it's the Zrikat Adam plus the Achila. The Achila is a central part of the Korban HaPesach. And we know that many of the laws about Korban HaPesach are about how you cook the Korban HaPesach, how you eat the Korban HaPesach, what you do with it. You can't break the bones. You have to roast it. There's a lot of surrounding the eating. And we know that the Korban HaPesach really revolves around the eating of the Korban HaPesach. There's a lot to be said about that. Maybe later on in the Masechta we'll speak more about why that's such a central part. But because of that, in the ex-Mishnah, there's a case. Tashma, shachato shalo l'ochlav. He shechted it for people, shalo l'ochlav, who cannot eat it. According to Rashi, shalo l'ochlav is a choleo zakein, someone who's old or sick, and cannot consume a kezayit worth of the Korban HaPesach. Shalo l'minuyav, to people who are not joined on the Korban HaPesach. There's another rule of the Korban HaPesach, that you actually have to be in mind, you have to be a part of the Korban HaPesach at the time of Shechita in order to partake of the Korban HaPesach. You can't join the party later. You have to be a part of the party that brings the Korban HaPesach at the time of Shechita. Shalom min yav is yishechted for people who are not a part of this Korban HaPesach, not party to this Korban HaPesach. La'arelim, another restriction here by Korban HaPesach, is an arel. Someone who does not have a brit milah cannot bring a Korban HaPesach. We're talking about a Jew. A Jew who doesn't have a brit milah, for good reason. It was dangerous. They had a family problem where their other brothers passed away from having a brit milah. Not required to get a brit milah. Nevertheless, he's still in a rel and precluded from joining in the Korban HaPesach. Ula tmeim. Or if he does it for a tmeim who cannot eat the Korban HaPesach, obviously. Pasul. In all these cases, it's pasul. So Rashi again explains, shalo l'achlav was a chole zakein. Tosafot disagrees with that. Because Rashi says it's a chole zakein and there's nobody else on this Korban. There are only people who can't eat from the Korban that are joined on the Korban, and that's the problem with this Korban. Tosafot says, no, nira demar deish nami minuyim acherim. There's a party of individuals on here, but he has only in mind those people that can't eat from it. I mean, the other people who can't eat from it, he doesn't have in mind. He only has in mind those people that cannot eat from it. So it's a slight difference. Now, he has in mind any of these people, or any of these individuals who are not kosher to eat the Korban HaPesach, to consume the Korban HaPesach, pasul. Hacha pshita ve'avodah achat. Over here, it's clear that we're talking about an avodah achat. Why is it clear that we're talking about avodah achat? Because there's only one avodah that is relevant in terms of achila. In terms of achila, the only avodah that's relevant is shechita. Shechita is the only avodah where machshava about the ochlim has any impact. And that's based on the pasuk which says, lifi ochlo tochosu. And that according to the number of people that eat it, you shecht it. So there's a correlation between the people who eat it and the shechita. So therefore, in the machshava, in shechita is the only place you can have a machshava about the individuals who are party to the Korban HaPesach. It's the only place where it's going to ruin it. So now, at the time of shechita, so we know for sure we're talking about avodah achat, because there's no other avodot where it's relevant. The eating, or the people, the fact that they can't eat from it, or that the individuals are party to this, Korban HaPesach is only relevant at the time of shechita. So if that's the case, it's clear that the latter half, the next Mishnah, is talking about a case of avodah achat. Now, if it's talking about a safe avodah achat, reishanami avodah achat, if the next Mishnah, which is really a continuation of our Mishnah, is talking about avodah achat, then our Mishnah over here should also be talking about avodah achat. Where it says, midiriyah. Who says? Who says the two have any correlation with each other? Hadagita vadagita, each one according its way. Seifa bavodachat. The next mission is avodachat. That's by shchita. That's necessary over there. Resha, iba avodachat, iba shtei avodot. You can have it either way. You can have it by avodachat, you can have shtei avodot. The latter half of the mission doesn't govern what the first half of the mission is saying. Tashma. Next try. Lochlav, v'shlo lochlav. He had in mind when he shechted the korban to do it for people who can eat the korban and for people who can not eat the korban. So some people that are kshirim, some people that are psulim, kasher. Over there it's fine. No, so here they're all menuyav. These are all people that belong to this korban, but they're ochlav, shlodo ochlav. This is one of Tosfot's points, that when you're talking about ochlav and shlodo ochlav, it has nothing to do with the minuim. It doesn't have to do with the parties of this. Too, ochlim has nothing to do with being a party to the Korban Pesach. The assumption is you are a party to the Korban Pesach when you're an ochlim. It's just that whether you are able physically to eat a kazayit or not eat a kazayit. So he has in mind for parties to this Korban Pesach that are people who can eat a kazayit and people who cannot eat a kazayit. He has both of them. Kasher. That's fine. Hey chidami. What's the case here? Inema b'shtei avodot. What are you going to say? It's two avodot. Petaima. T'choshe b'zrika. I'll tell you why it worked here. Because it says lo'ochlav. So what do you have the machshav o'ochlim? B'shchita. That's great. He did the shchita. He had o'ochlim in mind. Great. Where do you have the machshav of shlo lo'ochlim? Zrika. Guess what? You can only have machshavet ochlim by shchita. That's why everything's working over here. So inem b'shtevado v'taimet uchoshim b'zrika, de'in machshavet ochlim b'zrika. There's no machshava about ochlim by zrika. Ha, b'avodah achat. What would be the implications from this? That had it been an avodah achat, you go b'shchita all alone, the mahanya be machshavet ochlim, pasul. Then it would have been pasul. The implications, the inference you would draw from this is the only reason it works over here is because he had it by shtevadot. Meaning that if he had it by avodah achat, it would be pasul. That's just not true. When you have a Korban Pesach which has parties on it that some can eat it and some cannot eat it, that is a kosher Korban Pesach. There's no problem with that. If you have mitzat ochlim, it's not pasul. And that would be the wrong conclusion. That inference would be incorrect. So that, since that inference is incorrect, that cannot be the way that we explain the next Mishnah when it comes up. Elolav must be that we're talking about a case of avodah achat. Cases of avodah achat and saying that it's kasher. So why? Why is it saying it's kasher? Because you have mixed ochlim. You have mixed ochlim, that's why it's kasher. When he has makshel by shkita for ochlim and shlo ochlim, it's kasher because you have mixed ochlim, mitzah ochlim is not posel. So that's fine. Ah, but min di seifa b'avodachat, if that latter case now is avodachat, reishanami b'avodachat, then our case over here in our mishnah should also be a case of avodachat. Gemara says again, mi de'iria. What's the correlation between them? Why do they have to be connected? Hadakiito, hadakiito. Each one independently. Seifa b'avodachat, that case is a case of avodachat, reisho b'avodachat, o b'shtei avodot. Either it's avodachat or it's shtei avodot. Okay, so now the Gemara leaves this as being inconclusive. Gemara says we don't have an answer, and we really don't know if our Mishnah is avodah achat or shtei avodot. Inconclusive, and that means that our Mishnah can either be, again, elolav avodah achat means ach avodah achat, and it would be only according to Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi is the only one who can manage avodah achat in our Mishnah, or shtei avodot, and it can even be Rabbi Meir. We're inconclusive with that, so we do not know if our Mishnah is speaking about avodah achat or shtei avodot, so it could either be authored by Rabbi Meir, or it could be authored by Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara now moves on to another question, which is a corollary of this question, which is, Yibailahu, Pesach sheshachato b'shar yimot hashana. A Pesach, when you shecht it other than Pesach, l'shmo b'shlo l'shmo mahu. What happens if he does it l'shem Pesach and shlo l'shem Pesach? What's the din? So now we take a step back again. I told you before that a Korban Pesach is really a modified shlamim. It's not a Pesach independent, just that's the only Korban. It's a modified Shlamim. It's really underlying the Korban Pesach as a Shlamim, but it's a modified Shlamim. Same way that a Todah is a modified Shlamim. So because of that, a Korban Pesach on Pesach, if it's brought properly, the Shem Pesach, it's a Korban Pesach. If it's brought improperly, it is Pasul. What ends up happening is the rest of the year, it's just the opposite. The rest of the year, if you try to bring a Korban Pesach not on Pesach, Pasul. Because it's not the Zman HaPesach. You can't bring a Korban HaPesach on Purim. You try to bring a Korban HaPesach on Purim, it doesn't work. Now Rashi and Tosafot say it's a case here where he's mafrish the Korban prior to Pesach, and we're talking about prior to Pesach. I'm not going to get into the reasons why you have to say that, but later on in the Masechta we'll discuss the fact that once it crosses over Pesach and it's past Pesach, it might automatically become a Shlamim. And there might not be anything to discuss. So we're talking about prior to Pesach. This person was mafrish his Korban to be a Korban HaPesach prior to Pesach. Then on Purim, comes along and he says, he brings in the Korban HaPesach on Purim. Doesn't work. You can't bring a Korban HaPesach on Purim, pasul. On the other hand, if he brings it the Shem Shlamim on Purim, works. No problem. Why? A Pesach is a modified Shlamim. In the end, it's really a Shlamim. When you do it on Pesach, it turns into a Pesach. When you do it the rest of the year, it stays a Shlamim. So now, it'll actually turn out to be Dimbi, just the opposite. If on the 14th, you come and bring the Korban on Pesach, and you do it the same Pesach, Pasher. Do it the same Shlamim, Pasul. Purim, you come to bring your Korban on Pesach, you do it the same Pesach, Pasul. You do it the same Shlamim, Kasher. It'll turn out to be just the opposite, because Pesach outside of Erev Pesach is a Shlamim, and a Pesach on Erev Pesach is a Pesach. So that's why that didn't. Now this is the question of the Gemara. You have a Pesach Sheshachato B'Sharimot Hashana, and now he has a Lishmo. He first does it L'Shem Pesach, and then he does it Shelo Lishmo, then he does it Shelo L'Shem Pesach, and makes it into a Shlamim. Mahu, what's the din? Mi Ati Shelo Lishmo, Umapik Le Midei Lishmo. Can the Lo Lishma here ruin it and basically make it Kasher? Umachshirle. I mean, does it work? I mean, that what would not work by Pesach, but would ruin it by the Karban of Pesach, is when you have in mind to do it L'Shem Pesach, and then you do it L'Shem Shlamim, that ruins it by Pesach. But over here, that actually might be beneficial. If you do it on Purim, and you bring the Karban of Pesach, you do it L'Shem Pesach, and then you change your mind, and you say, ah, no, L'Shem Shlamim. So on Pesach, that would be Erev Pesach, that would be Pasul. But that's exactly what you're looking for on Purim, to be Pasul. Maybe it should work. Although, or maybe it doesn't work, because you did it L'Shem Pesach up front, it ruins it as well.
Tosafot over here notes that this question is even a Liba de Rabbi Meir, who says Tvos Lashon Rishon. Still over here, there's a possibility that the lowly Shmo could come and rectify the Lishmo, and that has to do with the answer of the Gemara later on, that there really is a difference between Lishmo and Shelo Lishmo. Shelo Lishmo might have more power to rectify over here versus the Lishmo by the Korban HaPesach.
Kiata Rav Dimi. So when Rav Dimi comes along, he says, Amar Amrita Lishmaita Kamei de Rav Yirmiya. I said this in front of Yirmiya. Hoil, let me explain to you. I have a logical argument that I want to make here that compares the case of Pesach to the case of this Shlamim, which is, Hoil, Vilishmo Machshiro Bizmano, that when you do it the same Pesach in the proper time on Erev Pesach, it makes it kasher. Shalom Lishmo, when it's not on Pesach, Shalom Lishmo Machshiro Shalom Bizmano, makes it into a kosher Shlamim. Ma Lishmo Machshiro Bizmano, just like the Lishmo during the Zman of Pesach, and Erev Pesach, Ein Motziyo Midei Shelo Lishmo, cannot change the fact that you had it Shelo L'Shem Pesach. If you did it Shelo L'Shem Pesach and Lo L'Shem Pesach on Erev Pesach, it doesn't help the fact that you did L'Shem Pesach. The Lo L'Shem Pesach ruins it, and the Bezui L'Shem Pesach does not fix the problem. Because you said Shelo L'Shem Pesach afterwards does not fix your problem. Af, Shelo Lishmo Amachshiro Shelo Bizmano. So too, the Lo Lishmo, when it's not Pesach on Purim, when it makes it Kasher, Ein Motziyo B'Dei Lishmo, it's not going to change the fact that you did L'Shem Pesach, U Pasul, and it should be Pasul. That is the statement of Rav Dimi. He said this in front of Yirmiya, and he proposes this explanation to Rav Yirmiya of the answer to the question. When you have a Pesach, Sheshachto B'Sharimot Hashanah, Lishmo B'Shlo Lishmo, can the Lo Lishmo rectify the problem? He suggests no. Just like Lishmo on Pesach does not rectify the problem, so too Lo Lishmo, which is functioning the same way as Lishmo on Erev Pesach, should not be able to rectify the problem. So then Rabbi Yirmiya rejects this proposition of Rav Dimi, because he says, wait a minute, lo. Im amarta b'shlo shmo shkei noheg b'chol ha-zvachim, Lo Lishmo has impact on all other zvachim. Tumar b'lishmo shkei noheg b'chol ha-zvachim el Pesach tovat. And this is what I discussed in the Mishnah before. Pesach is unique in this way. Having to do something L'Shem Pesach, to have the active Havana to do it L'Shem Pesach, is unique to Pesach and unique to Chatat. Those are the two Karbanot where it has impact. Every other Karban, it has no impact. L'Shem Pesach, though, L'Shem does not. Shelo Lishmo has impact on all the Karbanot. So when it comes to Karban Chatat and Pesach, Lo Lishmo ruins them the Gamre. By other Karbanot, it doesn't ruin them the Gamre, but it makes it that the Balim are not Yotzei. Now, by Pesach and Chatat, you need the act of Lishma. You have to do it L'Shem Pesach, L'Shem Chatat. By other Karbanot, you do not need the act of Lishma. So he says, you're dealing with apples and oranges over here. You're trying to take a din by Erev Pesach, where you say L'Shem Pesach cannot override L'Lo L'Shem Pesach. You know why L'Shem Pesach can't override Shelo L'Shem Pesach? Because that's unique to Pesach. L'Shem Pesach is not a strong, powerful term. It only applies to Pesach. It doesn't apply to all Zvachim. But maybe over here at Purim time, when you're trying to bring the Pesach, you do it Lishmo and then Lo Lishmo. Lo Lishmo is a machshava that has impact not only in Pesach, it has impact in all Zvachim. Maybe there it is strong enough to override the Lishmo. You're dealing with different competing issues. By Pesach, on Erev Pesach, you're dealing with Lishmo, which is unique to Pesach. And then you're dealing with Lod Lishma, which is by Ol Zvachim. So you're trying to take Lishma Pesach and override something that belongs to Ol Zvachim or Lod Lishma. Over here, by Purim time, when you're bringing it, you're doing the exact opposite. You're trying to have Lod Lishma, which applies to Ol Zvachim, override Lishma, which only applies to Kavan Pesach. It's more likely in that case that it will work. You cannot compare the two because you're dealing with things that have different weighting. Lod Lishma has a heavier weighting. It has more impact because it applies not only to Pesach, but to Ol Zvachim. Lishmo has a much narrower impact because it only applies to Pesach and Chatat. So therefore, Rabbi Yirmiyah rejects that understanding. My Habiyallah, so what is the halacha? Omer Rava, Rava comes and says, Pesach sheshachto shari yimot ha-shana, lishmo v'shelo lishmo kasher. It works. Daha, I'll prove it to you, we know why. Ha, stamo lishmo kai. This karban, when you were mafrishit, what were you mafrishit for? You were mafrishit for a karban at Pesach. That's what you took it out for. Had he only had one machshava, not l'shem Pesach, it would have been fine. Now, when you only have the machshava lo l'shem Pesach, there are really two machshavot going on over here. You have the stam machshava, which is that the korban is a korban a Pesach. That's what it is. That's what it was designated for. And then you come along and override it by saying, no, it's not for Pesach, it's for Shlamim now. So what did you just do? You just took away the l'shmo with lo l'shmo. So if it works when you do nothing, when you don't, just in that way, when you said nothing else besides Shalom Lishmo, then it should function the same way when he actively says Lishmo, and then Shalom Lishmo, it should be no different. So he says, Alma, from that I would conclude, Ati Shalom Lishmo, Mapik Lidei Mishmo. Shalom Lishmo overrides Shalom Lishmo. Kishachi Nami, Lishmo, Shalom Lishmo, so too when he does the Shechita, and he says it L'Shem Pesach, and then he changes his mind and says L'Shem Shlamim, Ati Shalom Lishmo, Mapik Lidei Mishmo. Shalom Lishmo, L'Shlamim will override L'Shem Pesach. Now, what would you argue? Wait a minute. Those are different cases. So, Amalei Rav Ada Brava, the Rava asked the obvious question. Dilmashani, Hechid Amar, Mehechid Lo Amar. Maybe there's a big difference between when you articulate it and when you don't articulate it. In a case where the Korban is designated to be a Pesach, then you can say, okay, the only thing I articulated now was L'Shem Shlamim. So that overrides. That makes sense. But in a case where he articulates at the time of Shechita, he says, this is L'Shem Pesach. And then he goes, no, it's L'Shem Shlamim. Maybe over there it's not strong enough to override it. Articulation might be a stronger form of machshava, and because of that, the two are not comparable. Just because when you come without any machshava, you just say, look, I'm making this into a shlamim. Yes, it was designated for Pesach, and you change it into a shlamim. It works. There, that's because you only articulated one thing at the time of Shechita, that's shlamim. But if you articulate both Pesach and shlamim at the time of a Shechita, maybe there it would not work to override it. Da, I'll prove that to you. Because the case of lo chlav shlo lo achlav kasher. In the case where he has in mind both for people who can eat the Korban Pesach and cannot eat the Korban Pesach, it's kasher. And if you shechted it just for the people who cannot eat it, it's pasul. Vamai. Hastama le'ochlav kai. Stam Korban Pesach is intended to be eaten by those people that are a part and parcel of the Korban. Ella shiny. So what's the difference over here? Why in one case do we say when he articulates it and says, I'm doing it both for the people who can eat it and the people who can't eat it, it's kasher. When he simply has in mind for the people who cannot eat it, it's pasul. But yet the Korban HaPesach, the stam Korban HaPesach is to be eaten by people. So you have the stam machshava of the Korban which should be to be eaten. And he has an overriding machshava which says not eating. That's a mixture of eating and not eating. It should be kasher. Why do we say that the dinim are different? Ella shiny echid amar mechid alomar. It's different between when you articulate it and when you don't articulate it. When you articulate achlav shlo lachlav, kasher. When you don't articulate, you simply say shlo lachlav, that's not enough. That's a different type of form. That ruins it. Shlo lachlav completely ruins it because the stam does not have impact. Hachinami, so too in our case over here. Shani hechid amar, mehechid lo amar. There's a difference between when he articulates and it doesn't articulate it. Amalei, Ravava answers, Ravada Bavan says, me the iria. You just brought two cases that are not comparable. Over there by the Korban HaPesach at Purim time, until you do the Shechita, stamai vadei lishmokai. It for sure is the same Korban HaPesach. The stam status of a Korban Pesach is to be a Korban Pesach. If you designate it to be a Korban Pesach, that's what it is. Until the moment of Shechita, it's a Korban Pesach unless you change it. Ela hocha, but in the case here by the Ochlav, Shlo Ochlav, stamai Ochlav kai, how do you know that the stam Korban Pesach here is for people to eat it? Dilma mimshechei hani v'atayachrini u'mimnei yilavei. A Korban Pesach, until the moment of Shechita, you can change the parties that are party to the Korban Pesach. You can change who are the owners of this Korban Pesach until the moment of Shechita. So why do you say now it's stam lo'chlim? It's not stam lo'chlim. You have no idea who's going to be the party in this Korban Pesach. It can change any moment. 2 minutes before, it can change. So you can't say stam lo'chlim because it could turn out that it's somebody else 5 minutes from now.
So you can't say that over here. That's none. We have a Mishnah that says this later on in the Besechta. Nimneinu moshkim et yedemi menu ad shishachit. You can take your hands off of it or point people onto it, meaning that you can remove people, add people to the garment of Pesach until the moment of Shechita. You can't say that something has a default status when the default can change at any moment. That's not default status. Once a person says this is a Korban Pesach, and he designates a Korban Pesach, that's not going to change till the moment of Shechita. That is something that's a default and never changes to the moment of Shechita. Whereas when you're talking about Stam Lo Chlim, you have no idea who the parties are to this Korban Pesach. That could be changing any moment. From the time you start to the time of Shechita, it moves. And since it moves, there's no default status over here. So Rava says you can't prove anything to me from that. You can't prove that the fact that there's a difference between when he does Shlolo Achlav versus when he does the Shlolo Achlav and the Achlav over there, that proves the difference between when you articulate versus non-articulation, because there this default status is not so strong. The default status there is almost meaningless. In my case, the default status is very strong. The default that is a Korban Pesach, that is absolute. Since that's absolute, that's the same as being articulated. That's the same as being articulated then. If you could do a Lo Lishmo can come and override that, then Lo Lishmo can also override when you say Lishmo, and it works. And that's the conclusion of the Gemara that Rava is right over here. Next, Ibailu. They have another question in the Gemara. Pesach sheshachato b'shayimot ha'shana b'shinoi balim maho. So at the end, this is a sugya that's also dealt with in the first parak in Zvachim. There are two problems that you can have with a korban. You can have what's called shinoi kodesh. You got the Korban wrong. You did a Pesach for a Shlamim, you do a Shlamim for a Pesach, you get the Korban wrong. You do something wrong with the Machshavah about the Korban. The other place where you can have a problem is who is the owner of the Korban. If Reuven brought the Korban, and you had in mind for Shimon instead of Reuven. Shimon brought the Korban, and you had in mind Reuven. That is a Shinoi in Baalim. The question is Shinoi Baalim the same as Shinoi Kodesh? Is having the wrong Baalim in mind the same effect, and does it have the same impact as Shinoi Kodesh? So that's what the Gemara wants to know over here. If on Purim, you take a Pesach, and you shechted the same Pesach, you shechted it properly for a Pesach, but it was Reuven's Pesach. Instead of having Reuven in mind, you had Shimon in mind. You changed the Baalim. So now you changed the Baalim, you caused the problem. On Pesach itself, on Erev Pesach, if you did the wrong Baalim, it wouldn't work. It would be wrong. That's Shalolim Nuyav. That's for the person that's not a party to the Pesach, it would not work. But here you did it on Purim time. When you do it on Purim time, is that the equivalent of a Lo Lishma, and now it turns into a Shlamim? Or is it just a bad Pesach? That's the question. Is it a bad Korban Pesach because you got the Baalim wrong, but you said it was a Shem Pesach? Or is changing the Baalim the equivalent of saying it's the Shem Shlamim, that you just ruined the Korban, and when you ruin the Korban, it becomes like a Shlamim? So the Gemara says, Shinu Baalim kishini kodesh dami. Is the changing of the owners, meaning having the wrong owners in mind, the equivalent of changing the Kedusha, meaning changing it from a Pesach to a Shlamim, umachshirle, therefore it's kasher, or maybe not. So Amar Rapapa. Rapapa says, Amrita the Shvaita kamei the Rava. I said this in front of Rava. I mentioned this before. Rapapa is a Talmud of Rava, so he's saying it in front of Rava. Hoil, I'm going to suggest this. V'shinu kodesh posel bizmano. V'shinu balim posel bizmano. If you look at Erev Pesach, if you come to the Korban Pesach and Erev Pesach, if you get the wrong Korban, if you say it's a Shlamim, no good. If you get the wrong Balim and Erev Pesach, also no good. So Mashinu kodesh she posel bizmano machshiro la'achazmano. Shinoi Kodesh, if you call it a Shlamim on Erev Pesach, it ruins it. Yet on Purim, if you call it a Shlamim, it works, and it's good. Av Shinoi Baalim, Shepos Lo Bizmano. So too, Shinoi Baalim on Erev Pesach, which ruins it, Machshiro, the Achar Zmano, should also work to make it good on Purim. He basically says, look, let's look at Erev Pesach. How do they function on Erev Pesach? Shinoi Kodesh on Erev Pesach functions to posel it. Shinoi Baalim is posel it on Erev Pesach. Well now, come to Purim. You're taking a Pesach on Purim, and you call it a Shlamim, it works. So too, changing the Baalim should also work. I mean, whatever's wrong in Erev Pesach should be good on Purim. Because that's exactly what you want to do. You don't want it to be a Pesach. So whatever's bad on Erev Pesach is good on Purim. That's the suggestion of Rapapa. Amarli, lo. And Rava rejects that understanding of Rapapa. He says, Imam Bart Bishinoi Kodesh Shekem Psulo Bigufo. When you're talking about Shinoi Kodesh, you're talking about a Psul in the Guf. Meaning that your Machshava is about the Korban itself. Whereas, Vyeshno Ba'arba Avodot, and Shinoi Kodesh applies to all of the four avodot. V'yeshno l'achar mita, it also has an application after the death of the Baalim. V'yeshno b'tzibur can be yachid, and it applies both to Karbanei Yachid and Karbanei Tzibur. Tomar, you're going to say the same thing by Shinoi Baalim, which does not have all of those. First of all, the aim psulo b'gufo. That's not a psul in the gufa karban, it's not about the karban itself, it's about the ownership of the karban, not the karban itself. Veinu barba avodot. The psul of Baalim does not apply by all four avodot. We'll discuss that in 1 second where it does apply. Veinu lachar mita. After mita, the Baalim don't exist anymore. So after the person dies, then Shinoi Baalim is not relevant anymore.
Veinu b'tzibur b'yachid. It doesn't apply to a tzibur b'yachid. Now, v'af agav t'tarte lav dafko, even though two of these are not really true, they're not so exact, t'tarte mi'a dafko. Two of them really are good. Demai shna shini balim, davi lo avi psul begufo. You just told me now that shini balim is not a psul in the guf of the karban. The psulo machshava ba'almo, because it's just a machshava, it's a thought that you had. So too, shini kodesh, nami psulo ba'machshava ba'almo. You're not being honest over here. The shinui kodesh and the shinui balim are working the same way here. They're your thoughts. They're not. A psul begufa karban is something that is physically or something that's inherent to the karban itself. It's a problem in the karban. It's a psul in the karban itself. Not about your thoughts. Something that happened to this animal. Something went wrong the way it was born, the way something was acted, a chait was done to it. It was, for whatever reason, something happened to this karban. That's psul begufo. To talk about that, oh, you had the wrong karban in mind, that's not psul begufo. That's a machshava. You had a thought that ruined it. So just like the thought that ruins it by Shinya Kodesh, the thought by Lim is the same type of thought. You can't claim one's psul begufo and one's psul be machshava. They're both psul be machshava. So he said, that difference is not right. That distinction is incorrect. That's number one. But two, Hadamar Shinui Balim in Elachar Mitah, there's no Shinui Balim after death, because after the Balim die, the Yorshim, the inheritors, bring the Korban on behalf of the person who passed away. Now, the Balim are not alive anymore. So Shinui Balim is no longer relevant because the people who are bringing it are not really the owners. The owner's dead. So there is no Shinui Balim over here. So Shinui Balim is not relevant. So that's why you said, okay, by Shinui Balim it's not relevant, Achamita, but Shinui Kodesh is relevant, because you have to bring the Korban that belonged to this individual. This individual was obligated to bring an Olah. You have to bring now an Olah to replace it. But the Rav Pinchas, brother of Ami, Damar, yes, Shinui Balim Achamita, he says there is a problem of Shinui Balim Achamita, Ma'ikon Meimar, what are you going to say? Then Shinui Balim applies after Mita, Shinui Kodesh also applies after Mita, because when Pinchas Beit Rami says that the Yorshim are obligated to bring it on behalf of the person who passed away, because it's a kapara from them. And since it's a kapara from them, then you have to bring that kapara in a proper way. If you don't bring it in a proper way, then you have to replace it. The Yorshim are going to have to replace this Korban and bring another one. Just like by Shinui Kodesh, if they do it wrong, they're going to have to replace the Korban. So do over here, if you have Shinui Kapara or Shinui Balim, they're going to have to replace it. So those two are not real distinctions between Shinui Balim and Shinui Kodesh. The other two are real. The tzibur, by Shinui Kodesh, the tzibur, you can get the wrong karban. You can make an olah into a shlamim into an olah into a chatat into olah. You can have Shinui Kodesh. Shinui Balim cannot be. You know why? Because who are the balim of the karbanei tzibur? All of Klal Yisrael. What's your option now? Who's going to be the alternative balim? Non-Jews? The only people that can replace Shinui Balim only applies to someone who kapara is relevant to. So kapara is only relevant to Jews. Well, all Jews are owners of this Karban Tzibur, so there's nobody to switch them out for. So there's no Shinui Balim by Karbanei Tzibur. By Shkodesh, there is. So that's one distinction that does stay. The other one is the Avodot. Arba Avodot by Shinui Kodesh. In all four of the Avodot, you can ruin the Karban. You can change it from Olah to Shlamim, Shlamim to Chatat, whatever it is. You can do something wrong with Makshava. By Shinui Balim, you cannot do it in all Avodot. Now, there is a difference here. By other Karbanot besides the Karban of Pesach, Shinui Balim applies by Zrikat Adam.
Either during Zrikat Adam, or in another one of the Avodot, but you have a Machshava about Zrikat Adam.
It only applies by Zrikat Adam, because that's the Ikar Kapara. That's what we spoke about before. Every other Karban, the Balim, the relevance of the Balim is in the Kapara, the Zrikat Adam. The Achilat HaKarban is a sideshow. It's not the Ikar part of the Karban. Therefore, the point at which the Balim matter is Zrikat Adam, because that's the Kapara. So that's where you can have Shinui Balim in other Karbanot. Now, by Karban of Pesach, which also has Achilat HaBalim, which is significant, there the Shinui Balim is also relevant by the Achila or by the Shchita, because the Ikar of the Karban Pesach is for Achila and not for Kapara. By other Karbanot, it only applies by Kapara. But in both cases, it only applies by one Avoda. Meaning that Shinui Balim for Pesach, Shinui Balim by other Karbanot only applies by Zrikat Adam.
In addition to that, Korban HaPesach also has certain items about Achila that apply by Shchita. It's not about the Shinui Balim, but about Ochlav, Minuav, Tmeim, things that are about the Balim, but not about the Shinui Balim themselves.
So what Rava says to Rapapa is, your correlation here doesn't make sense. You can't correlate the two, because Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Balim function differently. Since they function differently, just because Shinui Kodesh by Erev Pesach is Pasul, and Shinui Kodesh by Purim is Kasher, that doesn't mean that Shinui Balim is going to have the same din. Just because Shinui Balim is Pasul by Karban HaPesach doesn't mean that it's going to be Kasher when you do Shinui Balim by the Purim time, because Shina Balim functions totally differently. It's a different world. And we see that by these differences in them. What's the conclusion? Elam Arava, this is the answer. Pesach sheshachato b'shar yimot hashana, Pesach that you shach the rest of the year, b'shinui balim, nase k'mi she'en lo balim, b'zmano u'paso. It's the equivalent of someone who does not have owners on it at the time of a Korban Pesach and is paso. If you do shinui balim and when it's not Pesach time, you basically now made it ownerless. Now you've made it ownerless. What happens to a Korban Pesach when it's ownerless on Erev Pesach? Paso. You can't have a Korban Pesach that's ownerless. It doesn't work. Without somebody to be a manui on the Korban Pesach, it's not a kosher Pesach. So that's what Rabbah says. Rabbah says that a Pesach, when you shecht it the rest of the year, the Shinu Balim has no impact, it does have impact, and it makes it ownerless. But making it ownerless doesn't help you over here, because making it ownerless by Erev Pesach makes it paso. So too, changing the Balim the rest of the year makes it problematic.
Rashi says that he heard the interpretation over here that the problem of why Shinu Balim does not work by the Korban HaPesach is because of what we said before.
So therefore it's not relevant over here. No, that's not the problem. The problem over here we're talking about is the Zrikat Adam, the Kapara. Shinu Balim applies by Zrikat Adam.
You have to differentiate between Shinu Balim, which applies by Zrikat Adam, that's by other Korbanot, as well as by Korban HaPesach. Versus things that have to do with the Achilat HaPesach. Over there, the Minuav, Ochlav, Tmeim, all the things that apply to Achilat HaPesach, that's true, they only apply by Shechita. They apply by Shechita, and Machshevet Ochlim has no impact by Zrikah. But that has to do with the Achilah of the Korban HaPesach, not to do with the Balim. As far as Balim are concerned, by Korban HaPesach, Balim also have the same din like every other Korban, which is that the Zrikat HaDam is the most important and the focal point. And you can have Shinu Balim by the Korban HaPesach, and therefore that is not the right explanation for Rova's reasoning over here.
Now, Tosfot explains this. Tema L'ri. L'ri says, Lamali L'meimar Naseh Kevin Tarti Davka Lemi De Pasum Shein Dakan Akira. Why does the Gemara have to come to this conclusion that what Rova says over here? Oh, Naseh Kemi Shein Lo Balim Bizmano. It's the equivalent of something that doesn't have Balim at the time of the Pesach. We just had over here an explanation why Shinei Balim is not the equivalent of being Oker the Shema Korban. It's not the equivalent of Shinei Kodesh. So guess what? You don't have Shinei Kodesh. If you change the Balim on Purim time, you didn't change the Korban from a Pesach to a Shlamim. If you didn't change it, then you still have a Pesach and it's Pasul. So why isn't that the answer? Why does Rebbe come up with a different answer? So V'omeri, Dahachi Perusho. This is how you have to explain the Gemara. Afilu leitnu lahane pirche. Even if we didn't have these other questions, mikom agom lo abik akira, it would not be considered akira. The nasek a pesach bizmano shemetu balav. It's the equivalent of a pesach on Erev Pesach whose balim died. Ukishashachto stam pasul. And when you shecht it stam at that point in time, it's pasul. Because what do you need? You need akira. You have to take away the shem pesach from it to be kasher at this point. When it loses its balim, it still remains a pesach until you change it into a shlamim. So too over here, by Purim, when you changed the Balim on it, all you did was remove the Balim. You didn't change the fact that it's a Pesach. You didn't remove the Shem Pesach from it, and it remains a Pesach until you take away the Shem Balim from it. So even though you're giving it the Shem Balav, and they're not around anymore, you changed the Balim over here, doesn't do anything. It's not Oker the Shem Pesach from it. Since it's not Oker the Shem Pesach from it, it remains a Pesach, and it remains a Pesach. You have a problem on Purim bringing a Korban Pesach. Shinu Balim does not function like Shinei Kodesh, and therefore it doesn't work on Purim to fix the situation, to rectify the situation. Okay, we're going to stop over here.